dance for you. I tried to do his dance for you. Every time I fell on you, yeah, every time I fell, I tried to do his dance for you. But every time I fell for you, I'm permanently black and blue.
daughter. Let me in if I break and be quiet if I shatter. Get tired of looking.
Something's coming, so
just kept spinning and I danced myself to death.
Morning. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Second Rodeo, and I'm your host, DJ Spud. We just heard from Florence and the Machine. That was Choreomania, an incredible one off of her album Dance Fever. Before that, we had King of Possibilities by Goldie Batelier, and that is a new song from her, a fun single. And starting off the show for the day, we had Way's Blood. That song is Andromeda. And that song has been just absolutely locked in my brain for like the past week probably. And I basically just want to listen to nothing else. I don't know what it is. Her voice is just so, I don't know, almost hypnotic. It's so beautiful. That is off of her album, Titanic Rising. Really good stuff on there too. I haven't been here in a couple weeks, so really excited to be back in the studio and sharing some music with y'all. Hope that you are doing well post time change. It's been an interesting, interesting week for all of the things going on. I don't know, something's happening with the planets, and then we had daylight savings, and I personally am really excited to have some extra sunlight. But losing that hour of sleep has for sure thrown me off. So we are here bright and early, and we'll be here for the next about 45 minutes. So don't go anywhere. Keep it locked right here on 91.5. This is In My Room by Julia Wolf.
Just to see what you'll find. I want your things in my room. I miss you all of the time. You can look so easy, leaving everything behind. I like when it's dark out. October will cure me. I'm walking these woods now. I-30 or 13. Not asking for much, man. Thought maybe you'd call me. I slid my own door just to see if you'd warn me. Yeah. I want your things in my room. I miss you all the time. I stalk myself on the internet just to see what you'll find. I want your things in my room. I miss you all the time. You make it look so easy, leaving everything behind. Getting high, no handlebars, you wanna fly. You look so cool, I wanna die. Is it too soon to say what's on my
Welcome back to Second Rodeo. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO. We just heard from Liza Ann. That song is Cheerleader. That was kind of a bop from last summer that I heard again recently. And it's just so good. The beat's so good. It's so cheery. And Cheerleader, cheery. Haha. It's just so upbeat and so fun. And just always makes me want to dance. And that's what I've been doing here in the studio. But before that, we had Channa, and that is by Janita Gandhi. And that is a new find from me. Janita was born in India and grew up in Canada. So she has a really interesting mix of things. She has a background in Bollywood. So I think that one's so fun and just sounds to me like it belongs in a like teen romance movie. And I love it. The beat's so good. I guess that makes sense if she has a background in Bollywood. Tea. Okay. Before that, we started off with In My Room by Julia Wolfe, another recent find, and I just love it's kind of giving like Paramore a little bit. It's really serving angst, and I just love it. And we have a little bit of a tone shift here. We're going to get into something a little bit more low-key. Incredible harmonies. What else do we... I mean, they're known for so much, but we know them for this. This is Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. This song is Carry On. Keep it locked right here on Second Rodeo.
Thank you. Mom!
Hello, hello. You're listening to Second Rodeo. I'm your host, DJ Spud. We just heard from Billy Idol. That was Rebel Yell, a amazing get you going, start your day off right kind of song that you can really yell to, fittingly. And before that, we had Shower Beer by The Beaches. That is off of their album, Blame My Ex, which everyone should listen to start to finish for sure. And my recommendation is always to listen to an album from the actual first song to the last song, at least the first time that you listen to it. Give it the full experience. I think it makes it so much more fun. And I was talking to a friend the other day about like romanticizing your life and just doing little things. There's a kind of a trend going on right now about, you know, your whimsy, making your life more whimsical. And we were talking about little things that you can do to make your life more fun and whimsical and cute. And I think that listening to music is something that we can sometimes, like, you have the radio on when you're in the car, or you plug your phone and you're listening and you're not really devoting attention to it. And so a fun little thing that I like to do is to like very intentionally listen to the music that I like and give it that full experience, and like sit with a little drink like you're gonna watch a movie and like listen to a full album. I think it's so much fun and a way to like really engage with the music that you're listening to in a different way. So it doesn't have to be Blame My Ex by The Beaches, even though it could be. It's a great option. But I would recommend just sitting down and taking a full listen to an album, listening to it in order as the artist intended it, and letting yourself go on that journey and have the story be told through the music. So I hope that you romanticize your life a little bit, whether it's this or something else. Engage your whimsy, make your life more fun. And starting off that block, we had Carry On. That is Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young. That one, like I said, their harmonies are just so good, obviously legendary. And that one has been bringing me some good vibes this past week. And we've got lots more still to go. And we're going to get right into it here. This is Debbie Dawson with You Killed the Music, which I certainly won't be doing here. So keep it locked. Don't go anywhere. We've got lots more good stuff coming up, including Gossip and Melt and my thoughts on Melt's most recent, not their most recent, but my most recent concert, seeing them live in New Hampshire. And would love to share my thoughts. So don't go anywhere. This is Debbie Dawson.
Even just do it. It's already been done. Undo it. It takes two. It's up to me and you to prove it. You made me cry. I like it when I feel brokenhearted. I like it when I feel alone. Reflections of the waves. You're laying next to me with a t-shirt on your face. So you can stay asleep and it makes my heart. So wrong. It's scary to realize when you open up your eyes, the words look different than before. Reflections of the waves. You're laying next to me with a t-shirt on your face. So you can stay asleep. I know I'm not coming back, coming back, coming back, coming back home. When you've given someone the time I gave you, you wanna feel sad when it's gone. It comes as somewhat of a shock that when it's all through, you get a new coffee order and you keep moving on. Reflections of the waves. You laying next to me with a t-shirt on your face. So you can stay asleep and it makes my heart ache. Things will never be the t-shirt on your face, so you can stay asleep, and it makes my heart ache, knowing what I need, but I know I'm not coming back, coming back, coming back, coming back home.
Welcome back. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Second Rodeo, and I am your host, DJ Spud. We just heard from Melt. We had two songs from them this morning. They are our little, if you don't know, you should know, little feature. So we played Waves, and that is the first song that I ever heard by them, and I think is a little bit more popular. So if you know that one, then you should definitely also listen to The Idiot, which is off of their new album, If There's a Heaven. And I got to see them live a couple weeks ago in Portsmouth, and their singer told a story about that song. And it almost didn't make the album. And the night that they finished recording, they all went out to dinner, and they were like furiously writing lyrics on napkins and trying to finish this song. And they all ran back to the studio and recorded it that night. And I just think you can tell in the end product that it was like a one take, like passionate, like it's just so good. You can really feel it in that song, and it was incredible to see live. So if they're coming anywhere near you at all again, definitely go see them. They were so good. Before that, we had Heavy Cross by Gossip. They will be coming into town April 3rd. They will be performing at Paradise Rock Club. So I will be out of town, so I won't be there. So go and watch them in my honor. And starting off that block, we had You Killed the Music. That was Debbie Dawson. And I have just a couple minutes left. We're going to get one more song out to y'all. This is brand new from Wallows. This song is Coffin Change. Hope you have an amazing week. And we will see you back here bright and early, same time, Thursdays at 6, right here on Second Rodeo. Keep it locked.